secrets, baby, between us. I love that we honest. I'm keeping my promise. I'm thugging regardless. Years down the road when we up on out the projects, baby, we're like rockets. Love and we'll be starting.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the...
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down, clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground.
What mics?
And four,
you know
what?
Hello, welcome to Trenchcoat Season. This is Erica and Eva.
Hello.
Tonight's theme is like whimsical slash sarcastic songs.
About love.
Yeah. And we're also going to be doing some discussion later on trends. We want to come back, fashion trends. It'll be a heated discussion.
Yes, because Erica's opinion is incorrect.
Opinions cannot be incorrect.
Erica's opinion is invalid.
Okay, and we'll also be telling you some other interesting info
to improve your life.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Enjoy.
WMFO 94.
Oh, yeah.
What is the station? 91.
This is Eva and Erica, and you are 91.5. Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
be so wrong, I'll be so wrong. How could I be so wrong?
Nobody hangs out in my.
Okay, now I'm going to read a brief PSA. Okay. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Drinking a fifth for my ass. I'm just just open hearts and bold and destructive, knowing that nothing lasts. 'Cause love will burn out. Yeah, love's gonna run, and love will just disappear. 'Cause love will burn up, and love will just fade away. And love's gonna run, and love will just disappear.
One, two, we'll be right back. take it for a while. Hey, guy, have you got something on your mind? Tick tock, could I take it for a while?
Right now we're gonna be talking about fashion, because the other day Eva and I were talking about chokers and how they were such a 90s thing and they came back.
Mm-hmm. And then I talked about how I want big hair to come back because I don't have to do anything about my hair.
And I talked about how I want 2000s fashion to come back, which is an unpopular opinion.
Well, 2000s fashion, it was a mistake. Let's review the worst moments in 2000s fashion. Britney Spears, all denim outfit. Gloss that sticks to everything in your hair, ruining your hair. Lots of glitter. You don't need glitter. Everyone is sparkly enough.
Okay, let's talk about...
I have one more.
Okay.
I forget.
Let's talk about the best things that happened.
Oh, wait, I remember the worst one. The worst one was wearing low-rise jeans and thongs that stuck out the top of it.
Okay. This is what I think. These were the best parts of 2000s fashion. A lot of hair clips and random objects that people put in their hair. Because it's creative and fun. Tie-dye was great.
Erica was a tie-dye queen.
And third of all, I like glitter and sequins and things that are sparkly. And it makes me feel like a princess. So I want that to be acceptable again. I just want my face to be covered in glitter. Oh, and it can be normal. And I will be wearing a tie-dye shirt and jeans. And if I want my thong to show, I will have it be showing. It's very versatile.
It's very versatile. I mean, okay, I do like that people had no sense of, like, color combinations. So you could literally wear whatever colors you want.
It was really a renaissance of color.
It was. I mean, sometimes it hurts my eyes to look at it, but like...
But like, there's no limits. It's just like thinking outside the box.
And I feel like dressing like a 2000s person is like dressing a younger kid dressing themselves. Sorry, that was my alarm.
Yeah, I feel like the 2000s was a beautiful world where if you just looked at someone's clothes, you couldn't tell if they were like 5 or like 45.
I mean, I'm so sure if you saw their height, you would know.
But still. So, if anyone is listening, let us know your thoughts by calling in, possibly. Thanks. Bye.
and we're in Antarctica. Maybe I'll never die, I'll just keep growing younger with you, and you'll grow younger too. Best things always do. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's
day just before I go home. Why wasn't it real? Roxy got me touching and holding. Taking it for granted that you're here with me. Just tell me the truth. Am I just a lonely faded obsessive?
As promised, Eva and I are going to share some tips on how to live a better life. I'm going to share three tips first, and she will share hers after the next song. But my first tip is to set aside some time in the day, like hopefully every day, maybe an hour either before bed or when you wake up or both, if you have the time, just to introspect, maybe write, or just like think while you have your coffee or something like that, and try to stay off technology, because I feel like so much of the day where we could spend thinking and reflecting, we just go on our phones, and it's really good to disconnect and have time to explore your mind. My second tip is if there's someone you think is cool, you should ask them to do something and hang out with you, because whenever people do that to me, I am always really excited when, like, someone I don't really know that well wants to get to know me, and it's always fun, and meeting people is great, and you should take advantage of all the wonderful people in the world. Well, not take advantage of them, but, like, take advantage of the fact that you can meet so many people. And then my third tip is to drink more tea, because it comes in a lot of flavors, and it has a lot of healing properties, and it's very natural, and it's good if you want to eat something, but you know you're full, and you can just have tea. Okay. Thank you. I hope that these improve your life.
So, my three tips for living a better life.
Wait, reset. It was off.
Oh, okay. Is that the fourth one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, my three tips for living a healthier life are a little more general than Erica's. But my first one is that you need to treat your body well. So, I think that it's very important to exercise and eat well, especially in college, because none of us are sleeping as much as we should. And it's just like, if you exercise, like, you feel a little bit rejuvenated, even though you're probably, like, not. And my second piece of advice is that you should, like, treat the environment well, because it's just not in a good state right now. And I think that when you respect your surroundings, I think that, in general, it'll have, like, positive consequences. And my third tip is very similar to Erica's, and it's that this semester, when I wake up, I started to drink a cup of coffee before I leave my room, and instead of, like, bringing it to, like, class in my thermos, because then it's, like, you have time to kind of, like, reflect about, like, what you're going to do in the day, and, like, it's just more calming, and, like, it tastes better if you can just sit there and enjoy it while you're getting ready versus, like, running into class, like, 2 minutes late. That's all I've got for you. I hope you enjoy the next song.
First, a brief PSA donation thing.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
I can see charts, see radio waves, see it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Just love the kind of woman who can walk over a man. I mean, like a goddamn marching band. She says, like, literally, music is the air she breathes. And the malap make me wanna fucking scream. I wonder if she even knows what that word means. Well, it's literally not that. Of the few main things I hate about her, someone's been told too many times they're beyond their years. By every half-wit of distinction she keeps around. And now every insufferable convo features her patiently explaining.
blames her excess on my influence, but gladly hoovers all my drugs. I found her naked with the best friend in the tub. We sang Silent Night in three parts, which was fun, till she said that she sounds just like Sarah Vaughan. I hate that soulful affectation white girls put on. Why don't you move to the Delta?
Why? Austin Creed.